Tonight's shir is Siman Reish Samach Vov, Sif Yud through Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Yud. Chosh Chalo Baderech Usfilin Verosho. This fellow is walking on the road, Erev Shabbos, it gets dark on him, and he's wearing tefillin. He has tefillin on his head. Oshayoyesh Beis HaMedrash Besad V'chosh Chalo, or he's sitting in the Beis HaMedrash out in the fields, and it gets dark on him. Meniach Yodo Aleihem Ach Megillah Beiso. So he walks home, but he puts his hand on his tefillin, like covering his tefillin with his hand, until he gets home. Now, if there is a house right near the wall of the city where the tefillin will be protected, he should leave them in that house. This means it became twilight. It's no longer possible to carry them in his hands to his home. The B'nai Kedusha Shabbos, because of Kedusha Shabbos. Ula hasha or some shom bedech, to leave them there on the road, or in the Beis Medesh, that's not possible. The B'nai Bizion HaTfilin, it's a Bizion for the Tfilin. The Bati Medrash Shalahem HaYibasad, it's not like the Beis Medrash was in the city and protected, it was out in the fields. Malkam She'ein Lushumer B'nai Ganovim, it was unprotected from bandits and robbers. Akin Hetir Lo Chachamim Lenosim Olav Derech Malbush Ad Beis, so therefore, the Chacham allowed him to wear his tefillin home like a garment. But he should cover them. People shouldn't see that he's wearing his tefillin on Shabbos. Sifir Aleph. He has a package on his shoulder and he's walking, Erev Shabbos, and it gets dark. There comes Shabbos. Rots tachter ad beso. He should run, carrying this package until he gets home. The dafka rots, he has to run. Avaleir chal atlo, to walk slowly is not allowed. Kivin de les hekera, since it's nothing unusual to walk. Osi lemebed akir vanocha, we're afraid he'll do an akir vanocha. He'll move from a stationary position and put it down. The zimnin koi v'lavadayta, because if he's walking regular speed, he may actually stop without realizing it. And he'll end up doing an akir when he continues, and anocha when he stops. Avarats, but if he's running, is a hekir, that's not usual, and that'll remind him not to stop till he gets home. V'chimot to the base, now when he gets to his house, ki hechilo koi burto, v'shtakach to koma al m'shasan shvasa yochid, you have to make sure he doesn't stand still, and then it comes out, he's going from a public domain to a private domain. What he's got to do is zarekli kalachayad, as he reaches his home, he tosses the package into his yard or into his home in an unusual way. Not the normal way of tossing something. Rather, over his shoulder, behind his back, he should toss it in. He should run with the package on his back. Because as long as he doesn't stop to rest, there won't be an akira on Shabbos when he continues to move after resting. Again, this is only if there is no non-Jew with him, below behem, no animal, below cheresh shayt v'kata, no cheresh or shayt v'kata. V'gam, b'malkum shein yochal olicho pachas pachas ma'am amas. It's also a place where you can't walk slowly in small increments less than 4 amas. K'gon shemis yar milistim sheigzlu, because he's afraid if he walks slowly that bandits will rob him. O sheishmaim rochav av amas, or maybe there's a little stream 4 amas wide, and it's not possible to go pachas pachas. V'ayim asher kasat v'samach, look what I wrote nearby. Ul didon the lesson of Shusha Rabbim Gemur, after the Shabbachal Inyat. For us, that we don't have a true Shusha Rabbim, perhaps it's mutter in all manner of form. And if that's the case, he wouldn't even have to run. He could just walk home with it. Sifkan Lamed. The zimn in the koi. The concern of walking instead of running is he may end up stopping. If he stops to just adjust the package, he's potter. It's not called hanocha. But if he stops to rest, that's a hanocha, and then he's going to start again. That's a new akira, and then he'll do another hanocha, and that's a problem. If you run, it's unusual. He's going an unusual way. Don't remind him that Shabbos, he cannot stop, he can't stand still. When he gets to his home, he will toss it in an unusual way. Dahaina meaning, he turns his back to the yard, and tosses it over his shoulder backwards. Kain hu berokech. This is what the Sefer Kech writes. The klach yad leki sur dirais. When you throw it like that, there's no Torah iser. And even though it is asur rabbanon, since we don't want him to lose his package, so the chacham allowed this form of depositing it in his house or in his yard. Siv yud beis. Yesh oimim. Some say that davka bechavila hetir lasas kena velo bekiso. Some say this allowance is only for a package, not for his wallet. Yesh oimim. Some say do it in the kiso. The same is true for his wallet. The Amos says umisha shachak kiso lo b'shalas. If someone forgot and was carrying his wild on Shabbos, so if it's in his house, he could go with his wallet to a private room. He would undo his belt, let it fall down, and then he would be put in a safe place. It sounds like the wallet was actually stuck between his belt and his waist. So when he undoes his belt, it drops. But let's say this is out in the streets. He cannot bring it to his house. He undoes his belt, lets it fall down. He tells the non-Jew, watch it for him. And if the non-Jew brings it, we don't work. He didn't tell him to bring it. Come on, Simon Shin Yud. Look later at Simon Shin Yud. What are you doing when the wallet is actually sewn into his garment? Some say it's only bechavila that he's allowed to toss it over his shoulder, but not a wallet. She conveyed it because the chavila is heavy. The bundle is heavy. So it's not normal to run with a heavy load, so that makes it unusual. It's a hecker. Albekishu kalin hekabritza, with a wallet, so that's light. It's not noticeable that he's running is any different than walking. So this whole idea is not mutter by a wallet. Some say it's the same with a wallet. This means there's no other alternative. You don't have the non-Jew, you don't have the animal, you don't have chesh of katan. So this sheet holds you can actually run with the wallet till you get to your yard. If one is lenient like this view, they don't lose out. Since we don't have a shesarabim, perhaps it's mutter no matter what, which would mean they wouldn't even have to run. If he has his wallet on him on Shabbos, if he's in his house, so go to a room and let it fall in a safe place. Once he's holding on to the muksa, he can go with it wherever he wants. In his commentary was strict. Look, we write in Berloch the name of Derech Chaim. If he would just undo his belt and the money would fall right away, that could cause a loss. Perhaps the Vilna Gaon would agree that he doesn't have to do it anywhere. He can go to a private place. So even though the Vilna Gaon was machmir, he didn't want him to go to a makom tsanua to let the money drop. But Lamaisa, if he's going to come to a hefset, perhaps the Malagon would agree. Let's say he's out in the streets. Oh, a makom shlo also berachov who shtufim mevos, or really any street doesn't have shtufim mevos. V'davka kishayim b'siyam and enem yehudim shemikchos. So what are we saying? We're saying he should let the money drop and ask someone to watch it for him. So it's got to be a case where he's not afraid that the non-Jews will take it. Am yarei shemikchu osam ha'enem yehudim. But if he's afraid that the non-Jew will take it, then we would say he can run with the wild to his house and not stop, not to cause an akira while he is in the road. But on condition, that when he realizes that he's going, he shouldn't stop to rest. That means he never did an akira when he began to run. He didn't start running from a stationary position. He was walking, and he realized, and he starts running. And again, when he gets to his house, he has to toss it over his shoulder into the house, like we said before. So this idea of allowing him to run home with his wallet is only if he realizes as he is walking. So there's never an akira. He can ask a non-Jew to watch it. Let's say he's afraid to rely on the non-Jew. So he can actually instruct the non-Jew to bring it to my house. This would be the better choice of the other options, if possible. Look in Chayadim Kalandat. Siv Yud Gimel. Motza Anaki B'Shabbos. If he finds a wallet on Shabbos, it's forbidden to take it. Even though he's afraid someone else may get it instead, too bad. Also, he cannot take it. Even if when he takes it, he'll just stand there. And he'll stand there holding on to it, and he won't go down on us. He can't do that either. There's two things going on here. You can't carry, and it's muksa in its own right. We're not going to say it's mutter because of a loss, because he was never his in the first place. He wasn't zoich in it, so it's not a loss. Because the Magen Avraham Magen Avraham writes that filo in Yehudi also lo milit lo, it's even forbidden to tell a non-Jew to take it for him. Whereas the Rabba writes one can be lenient and have a non-Jew do it. The Pirmigodim quotes that. The Chaim Chedush Mekivay Eger Mekal Gamkin Ayde in Yehudi also in. He's lenient if a non-Jew is instructed to take it. But what he'd allowed was only for the non-Jew to pick it up, to aktil to bam, that's moving muksa. So you can't instruct him to then carry to his house. That's what's all. But if the non-Jew on his own carries it to the Jew's house, near the ain lemon o lekli amchana, it would seem that we're not going to stop him, according to everyone would agree, that we don't have to stop him from carrying it to the Yid's house.